from being here a long time, but I need you to know that I know him in a way that you have no idea. This young man befriended me when I came in. He greeted me with a smile, and for some reason he just called me sis when we first saw each other. And I thank God for when you are real, your first impression is a lasting impression. And when you are real, it doesn't take long for somebody to know that you speak with your heart and you love the Lord with all you got. This young man has been a portion of my heart since I first came to St. John. What I love about him is that whenever I call him, he always responds. Doesn't get here on time, but he always responds. He will forever and always be my brother in the Lord. So St. John, I present to you not just a child of God, but I present to you my very special brother in the Lord. Please stand as we honor and receive this man of God, Reverend Raymond Ingram.
Praise. Tell him thank you. Give him glory. Worship him in the beauty of holiness. He is worthy of all of our praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Truly is an honor to be in the house of God amongst the saints of the Most High God. The Lord is wonderful and greatly to be praised. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Isn't the Lord wonderful today? I sure enjoyed the children. Y'all sang. I tell you, it's a blessing to see the children. Amen. The hopes for tomorrow, for the future. Amen. They got to pick up the mantle, don't they? Them are our young missionaries and young evangelists and pastors, preachers and teachers and apostles and prophets. Amen. And deacons and bishops. Amen. We name those things that be not as though they were. Looking for that time to come to pass. Hope we be around to see it manifest. Amen. Truly, it's good to be in the house of God. We thank God for Pastor Peel. Amen, my friend, my sister. Amen. It's good to see what God is doing with her. God said he's even more going to endow you with wisdom, Sister Peel. Amen, that you may lead and guide and instruct his people even the more. Going to make you as wise as a serpent, cunning, crafty against the devices of the enemy, but as harmful as a dove. Amen. That's what the Lord said. Amen. Again, I say the children truly did bless me. It's just good to see them. They bring joy when I see them get up and perform. They got lungs they can sing, and they got energy that we don't have. And, you know, it inspires. Amen. If you want to be inspired, it does inspire. So we thank God for the parents that have them here, that keep them in the house of faith. Amen. I thank God for my daughters being here with me today. Amen. I need my little prayer warriors with me. Amen. And my prayer warriors. Praise God. Father God, we thank you today, and we praise you and worship you. If you would bow your heads with me, we thank you for your word that is infallible, immutable, unchangeable. It is what it is, the saving grace of God. And we thank you for it. Let come forth now your gospel in the name of Jesus. That good news of joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord, goodwill towards all men. The purpose of your will, your desire, Let it be so, Father. Let me speak the words of life as your servant, as your messenger. Oh God, to you be all the glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. I've had many tears and sorrow, questions for tomorrow. Many times I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation I found blessed consolation, knowing that my trials come to make me strong. Y'all feel me? I've been a lot of places, and I've seen so many faces. Still, there was times I felt so all alone. But in those lonely hours, those precious lonely hours, that's when Jesus lets me know that I'm his own. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I've learned to trust in God. Oh, through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. So I thank him for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for all the things he's brought me through. Hallelujah. All the things he's brought me through. If I never had a problem, if I never, never had a problem, if I never had a problem, how would I know that my God could stop me? Oh yeah, how would I know what faith in my God can do? Yeah, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, and I learned to trust in God. Through it all, yeah, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Give God a hand, praise. Learn to depend upon his word. His word that cannot be changed, cannot be altered, can't be turned around, can't be dismantled by the hands of man. Once it has came out of his mouth, it can't go back to his ears. It cannot enter back into his heart until it has accomplished the thing wherewith it was sent to do. So we can depend on his word. Hallelujah. Our trials come to make us. If they should break us, they'll make us again. Another vessel that seemeth good to the potter. Come on here. Blessed be the name of God. Let us go over to Job chapter 23. My thought that I'd like to give to you today is, God knows me, knows who I am. If you would stand. Amen. Amen. Job begins to read, to speak here. We're going to start at the first verse, chapter 27. I'm sorry. Chapter 23. Mm-hmm. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Let us read it together, starting at the first verse. Then Job answered and said, "Even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would utter my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me." Go ahead. But he knoweth the way that I take. Where he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips.
I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
Yes.
But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desires, even that he doeth, for he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubles me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither had he covered the darkness from my face.
Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. You may be seated. Amen. We know the story of Job. Amen. Those that have read it, that as simple as it can be explained or read, still it can be confusing and conflicting. And we see with Job, a man of God that God esteemed higher than any in the land, allowed to be tested, proved, tried, tempted. Amen. But he would not curse God. You have people that sometimes say, "Give me the faith of Job." You have to tell them, watch what you ask for. Amen. Because, hey, that ain't nothing that you would want to have to go through if you don't have to go through it. Amen. You're going to have your own trying time. Be satisfied with that. Amen. And have testimony for yourself, of yourself, concerning what God has done to bring you out of that. Amen.
Amen.
But we know that Job went through something. Amen. Isn't it something how those that you could have closest to you, and thank God your friends, amen, that I want the kids to hear this, that you think that those that are your friends, if they see something happen to you or see you drop the ball or see you something go wrong, you'll find out that they really wasn't your friend.
Right.
Amen. You'll find out that they were jealous of you.
Uh-huh.
Amen. They wanted what you had that they didn't have. Amen. They might have said that you can sing or you can really do this good, but if it looked like you fall, you're really good in school, you're always getting an A and this and that, but mess around and get an F and they might laugh at you. Mess around and miss a note when you're singing and they might laugh at you. You know, mess around and be rich and become broke, amen, in a month they might laugh at you and talk about you. You know, be a child of God and mess around and it look like God ain't with you, they say you ain't saved. You done did something wrong when you ain't got to be done did nothing wrong. Amen. You have to know who your friends are. Amen. But most importantly, you must know who God is. And you must know who you are to God. Amen. That he's mindful of you because you're mindful of him. If the enemy can, he will make you forget who you are. He'll make you doubt who you are. He'll make you think God ain't nowhere. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. And sometimes it ain't the enemy. Sometimes it's just us. We wonder if he's anywhere around when everything is, when havoc is going on in our lives. when everything is going wrong, when trouble comes your way, when trouble comes your way, when despair comes, when your heart is broken, amen, when sadness comes, amen, you wonder where God is. But when you know that you know truly what you know, that he is God and he sits on the throne, and he is mindful of his children. He takes care as a shepherd for the sheep of his pasture. When you know this, you can go on. But it don't mean you won't feel the touch of the fire. Job felt it. He heard it. And he wondered why God would stretch forth his hand. He didn't give the devil no credit. He didn't worry about his friend. He said, look, if y'all can't tell me nothing good, you're just going to just leave me alone. Quit trying to find out something with me. You know, I prayed and I fasted and I sacrificed every day. I pray for my children and they're gone. Yes. You know, my wife then told me, curse God and die. Curse God and go on and die. And he told her, you talk like the silly women, woman. Get on out my face. Get on about your business. Then his friends come and begin to examine him, trying to decipher him, you know, to find out what he done did or what he has not did. Amen. And he hadn't done nothing. But God, in order to prove purposes, in order to exact his own will, maybe just he wanted to prove something to Satan. But man, I got man and man. You know, I know that it was written somewhere that said that there was an angel that said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that you give him power over everything? Everything that you have created, you've given him authority and power over him. What is he? I'm going to show you what he is. He'll obey my word. He won't curse me. Now, some of them might dare to, but I got one that won't. Amen. Right now, that I can show you. Doesn't mean it wasn't none other. He told Elijah when he thought he was the only prophet left. God told him, he said, man, I got 7,000 that ain't bowed the knee. Now, I know you can speak a word and close up heaven. And I hearken to your voice, Elijah. And tell the rains not to come. And let famine come in here. But I'm going to tell you now, I got 7,000. Over reserve somewhere in a cave, out in the bush, in the valleys, in the mountains, that have not bowed their knee to Baal. So you ain't by yourself. You might feel like you're the only one. But you're not the only one. I got some more that I just don't even talk about. Amen. Y'all hear where I'm coming from. Come on, come on. But he knoweth the way that I take. Yes. It's the key verse, verse 10. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He knows the way that you're taking. He has prepared the way. He said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's belly. And brought you out of the womb when you were just a thought in my mind, while you was yet a cell in your mother and father's bloodstream. I knew you already, and I know the way that you should take. I know what you were going to go through. I know what I had planned for you. Amen. So while you're going through, I want to minister to somebody today. While you're dealing with situations, when hopelessness comes and you don't see no way out, and you don't know what you're going to do, look unto the hills from which cometh your help. My help cometh from the Lord. Trust in the Lord and be of good comfort. He will not abandon you. He said, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the earth. When you know the word of God, it cannot be changed. When you speak it out of your mouth, hide it away in your heart. And when you get thirsty and hungry after righteousness, reach down into your reservoirs and pull you out something that's going to help you through in the word of God. Can you say amen? He knows the way that you're taking. He knows what direction you're going in. David said, the Lord is the strength, my strength and my salvation. He is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? The joy of the Lord is my strength. He is the strength of my life. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. cannot forget these things. Principal thing. Of whom shall I be afraid? When my enemy come upon me to eat up my flesh. The wicked come, they're going to stumble and fall. Come on here. He'll hide me away in the secret of his tabernacle. In his pavilion will he tuck me away. Set my feet up on a rock. Y'all hear me? Above my enemies. The rock of his salvation, Jesus. Come on here. But he knows the way that I take. When you're in despair, when your head is bowed down, and you're weak at the knees, and you feel like you can't lift up your hands, feel like you can't sing a song, can't get a note out. Amen. I tell you, if you've gone through something and you were through so much a year ago, amen, it just seemed like I couldn't sing. It seemed like my just didn't, couldn't get the breath up. Amen. It's even hard still today, but God is, I see him just refortifying, replenishing in due season. Jesus said, God said over in Isaiah that Jesus was going to be acquainted with grief. Amen. Sometimes we got to be acquainted with something. Amen. With grief. Amen. In order to know what deliverance is.
Go ahead now.
What joy is and peace is. How opposites attract. How would you know what darkness and what light is if you didn't experience darkness? Come on here. How would you know what pain is if you didn't experience relief?
All right.
Amen. You've got to experience something in order to know something.
Amen.
In order to speak about something, to tell somebody something.
Uh-huh.
You got to go through something.
Yes, Lord.
You got to be proven.
Uh-huh.
Peter said, think it not strange that fire and trial which has come to test you.
Yes.
He said, but you have received the end of your faith already with joy.
Sure.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. He is my salvation. That is the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. When the trial comes, it's just testing you. Lift up your hands at the end, just look at God and keep your mind on Jesus. He will keep you in perfect peace. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you won't feel the pain of the cross. But he said, once you put your hand to your cross, he said, carry it. He said, carry your own cross. When you put your hand to the plow, don't look back. Yeah, they might be whooping you on your back. But don't look back. Look to me. I'm your help. I'm your source.
Yes.
God would have me tell you today that he knows the way that you take.
Yes, he does.
And when he is done with you, you shall come forth as gold.
All right.
Tell me gold can take a licking and keep on ticking and keep on shining. You know, the astronauts use gold. They tell me that they took the gold can be beaten so thin that you can see through it.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that they use on the shield of the astronauts to repel the sun's rays when they're in space. You can see through it if you beat it thin enough.
All right.
Do y'all hear what I'm saying? If you heat it up, you can stretch it. Yes, you can. You can stretch it, and if you cut it, you can add the piece, melt it, and add it back to it.
All right.
Amen. God likes to take us and refine us.
Uh-huh.
He'll put us in the melting pot if he has to.
Uh-huh.
Amen. It might look like everything is all right in your life.
Uh-huh.
Amen. But I tell you, if you've been in a fight, in any kind of fight, I don't care if you win the fight, you're going to get dirty.
Uh-huh.
Come on here. You're going to get dusty.
Yes.
You're going to have to get cleaned up, ain't you?
Uh-huh.
You might have some wounds. You're going to have to go get them washed out and tended to.
Well.
You're going to have to go to the balm of Gilead, amen, and say, look here, put some salve in here. Amen, and stand tall and keep on going and roll your sleeves up and prepare for the next fight that you're going to have. You just got to do it. But you're going to get dirty.
Yes.
Even when you win.
Uh-huh.
Even when you win.
Even when
you get dirty.
Yes.
And you got to be cleaned up. And it takes God to mend them wounds, even when you get victory. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Amen. God, when he deals with us sometimes, we just don't know what he's doing. I mean, you know, he can tell you one thing, and once he has spoken something out of his mouth, it's got to do what it was sent to do, y'all. And that's why it is so important that you stay in contact with God. That you have fellowship with him in prayer, in song,
yes,
spiritual hymn, making melodies in your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Walking in his word, reading the word, acquainting yourself with it on a continual basis. Amen. That you may know how you are to live and conduct yourself.
Yes.
Know how you are to see a thing, hear a thing, speak a thing. How you are to think. Amen.
Uh-huh.
You got to acquaint yourself with him in fellowship. Amen. In the book of Ecclesiastes, and you don't have to go there, you can write it down. In that chapter 7, the writer says, consider, verse 13, the work of God. For who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful. But in the day of adversity, consider. God also has set the one over against the other. To the end that man should find nothing after him. So often men have begin to worship themselves for the accomplishments that they have done. Because of their minds and what they gave themselves to do and did it. And forget it was God who gave them strength and to get wealth.
Amen.
Who gives them the power to accomplish their goal.
Because
they could have woke up this morning insane, blind, crippled, and crazy. But they didn't. But the grace of God set on them. And you woke up in your right mind, didn't you? Isn't God good? And gave you reasoning in your soul that you might think to put on your shoe and be able to put your shoe on. Think to put your clothes on and have the ability to put them on. There are some people that think to do something and they can't do it because of paralysis. You know, have you ever desired to do something but you couldn't find a way to do it? Have you ever been bound? As Paul talked about over in the 7th chapter of 1 Corinthians, he said, the will to do it, I find not. My mind, I serve God. But the will to perform the good, I can't find myself to do it. And the evil that I would not do, that I so easily do. Oh, wretched man that I am, I thank God for Jesus who has saved me from this horrible thing. Imagine being like that. That's how we are sometimes. Paul said when he was going through, he said, I sought the Lord three times about this thorn in my flesh. God, where you at? You're using me mightily. You're sending me here and sending me there. Causing me to lay my hands on people and they receive the Holy Ghost. Take handkerchiefs from off my clothing and get healed. And here I got this thorn in my flesh. And you won't answer me. But when he did answer, he just said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Paul said, he just began to praise him. He didn't have to say a whole lot. But that he spoke to me and told me something. Job was inquiring, Lord, where are you? I'm looking for you and I can't find you. Oh, if he would just say something to me. Why have I become your enemy? Why are you allowing this to happen to me? But yet I see your miracle on me because I ain't dead yet. I should be dead. Darkness all around me. But yea, though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I'm not fearing no evil. I'm still looking to you. Talk to me, God. I worship you in the beauty of holiness. I haven't stretched my hand to do no wrong. Why have you become a lion and out of prey? Talk to me, God. I tell of your goodness. I'm going to speak highly. But by the time he was through, Job began to speak wrongfully. I tell you, the spirit of pride can easily try to come in when you know that you're somebody. And you can be a good somebody. But who can draw out Leviathan? Canst thou draw him out with a hook out of the deep? See, the Bible said the counsel of man in man is as deep waters. Many things have counseled us from our youth to our adulthood. And I tell you, it takes God to come down there and search you out. Because can't nothing be hid from him. You can hide it from me. You can hide it from Pastor Pierce. You can hide it from your mother and your father. But you cannot hide it from him. He is able to come and search you out. And begin to rub you when you think you ought not be getting rubbed. And touch you in the place you think you should be touched. And make you stir up. Amen. And bring out of you what you don't think is there. the good, the bad, and the ugly. He can bring it out of you. Amen. Because he knows you. He knows your frame is frail. He is he who has made us and not we ourselves. He knows what you're capable of. Jesus told him over there in that third chapter, I believe it was, of St. John. He said, man, he said, I'm going to go on and move on because, see, they would take him and make him king for what he was doing already. He said, but I know what's in man. I don't need him to praise me or glorify me. He said, I know what's in him. No good. As sweet and good as he can be, I still know no good is still in him because of the knowledge of sin that is in man. God knows us. He knows what you're capable of and what you ain't capable of. And by the time God got through touching Job, amen, Job began to speak ill. But when God did speak, he spoke through a young man, Elihu. Now, if you know, it was four of them. But the young man sat there quietly and gave respect to those who were older and said, y'all can't find nothing wrong with Job, and y'all been muffling and rubbing him and talking about him. And now you Job done went to talking crazy now. He says, I'm going to speak. Will you please hear me? God opened his mouth. And he began to rebuke Job and concern the things of how he had spoke out of his mouth wrongfully. And then God spoke. And when God spoke, Job said, Lord, I won't say another word out of my mouth. I won't put my hand over my mouth. I cannot say anything. He said, but I had to say something because you weren't talking to me. I can understand Job's position. I can understand that. When God ain't talking to you, you're trying to get an answer. You want to know why, Lord, why? Why is it like this here? Why is it going this way? I've done what you've asked me to do. I'm doing, but God's purposes must be exacted in the earth and in you. Can you say amen? Consider the work of God. For who can make that straight which he has made crooked? If you make a thing crooked, you can't make it straight. In the day of prosperity, when everything is going fine, everything is all right, all the bills is paid, the job is doing pretty good, kids acting like they got some home training, the husband and the wife is doing all right with each other, mama and daddy is staying out your business, amen, y'all hear what I'm saying, the boss ain't giving you a hard time, everything you lay your hand to seems to go well, seems like, boy, ain't nothing you can't do, you're flying mighty high on the wings of eagles. Amen. Everything is fine. Your smile is from ear to ear. Amen. You're feeling real good down on the inside. He said, consider, man. He said, but in the day of adversity, consider. God also has set the one over against the other to the end that man should find nothing, not nothing after him. Isn't it something that God would tell before he would curse man? He told him, he said, he dealt with Satan. He went down to the root of the matter when it came to the transgression in the garden. He dealt with Satan. He dealt with Eve. But he said, man, Adam, he said, I'm going to curse the ground for your sake. He liked that Adam still, yet he loved man that he made in his image. He said, I'm going to curse the ground for your sake. Amen. But then later on, you find him. He said, man, Abraham, get up. I'm going to take you to a land that you don't know nothing about, and I'm going to bless it. It's going to be flowing with milk and honey. And your children and your children's children going to get it. That man should know nothing after him. The ground can be cursed, but he'll say, look, I'm going to bless the ground. Where your feet walk at is going to be blessed. It's blessed before you get there. And after you walk on by, it's going to be blessed. That you will know that I am God. And there is none other. I am the creator, the maker, the ruler of all things. I am that I am. That's who I am. Call upon me and see what I answer. I'll answer before you can get it out your mouth. That's what the word says. Before you can get it out your mouth, I'll answer you and do it. Amen. That's who he is. That we might consider and know that there ain't none other beside him. Amen. So don't kind of, it's a strange thing you're going through something. Happen to deal with something. God worketh all things after the counsel of his will. Amen. It says again over in Romans, he said, look, he said, who he hardeneth, he hardeneth. Who he has mercy on, he has mercy on. And I know you look at some folks and say they don't deserve nothing. as though you did. You hear what I'm saying? Come on here. But he said, watch it, old man. Can you say, question and inquire at the potter who deals with the clay? You're nothing but clay in his hand. He can make one lump onto dishonor and another lump onto honor. Take the lump of dishonor and make it a lump of honor. And if he want to take the lump of honor, he can make it a lump of dishonor. All right. Come on here. He is the potter. We are the clay. While he works the work on the wheel, if he don't like what it's looking like, he say, look, I start it all over again. I break it down, grind it down to powder, throw some more righteous water on it, saturate it again, start kneading it again, get all the air pockets out, slap it back on the wheel again, turn it, and start all over again and make it a vessel good in my eyes. That's what God will do. Amen. Though we might not feel he need to, but he does. He knows the way that you take. He has said, I order your steps. When David said, order my steps in your word, O Lord, let no iniquity have dominion over me. He said, God, keep me back from secret faults and every presumptuous sin that I would willingly do. Lord, don't let me do it. Yeah, y'all hear what I'm saying? Keep me back from secret faults. You got some things that you would have done or would do and didn't think that you would do. Some things you're doing in error because you just didn't know no better. Do you hear what I'm saying? You thought you was doing right, but you was doing wrong. You say, God, keep me back from them things. Can you say amen? Amen. He knows the way that you're taking. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're dealing with. He knows your trouble. But the word tells us over in Hosea 4:6, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They're destroyed. If you don't know nothing, what you going to use? Need knowledge, amen. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But in all thy getting, get an understanding, man. You're going to need an understanding to use wisdom with knowledge. Come on here. Amen. And use knowledge by wisdom and having an understanding of how to do these things, because God has counseled you by his spirit, you're going to be successful. Can you say amen? He's a teacher, man. Come on here. Teach you all things. Jesus told his disciples, he said, man, y'all can't understand what I'm saying now. He said, you think you got it, but after the Holy Ghost has come, he's going to teach you everything that I've said and bring it to your remembrance. But simply said, he's going to give you an understanding. He's going to make you know the words of my mouth. Amen. When he comes, that's why you need him. You can't go by your wisdom. God done took your wisdom and made it of none effect. Come on here. It don't work. He's made you dumb. If the wise you be wise, you be wise to be stupid, the Bible tells us. That be as though you know nothing, that you might learn something. Come to him as a little child. God, feed my mind. Teach me the way that I should go. Let my feet not stumble in the way that is right, God. Enlarge my steps, oh Father, from this day to the years to come. Amen. Let me step from here to the years to come. Enlarge my steps, oh Lord. Praise God. Give God a hand, praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You see somebody going through and they don't know nothing, have pity for them because they just don't know. But if you know, you are your brother's keeper. Come on here. God will word your mouth to give it to them that they receive it in their hearts. Some folks don't like to listen. But God know how to word your mouth. He know how to prepare their hearts to receive. He know how to prick that heart. Amen. At the right time, in the right instance. Oh, yes, that baby, when you plant that seed, amen, it's going to open up. Uh-huh. And it's going to close out. Yeah. And it's going to begin to pollinate. Yeah. Because one planted, another watered. Uh-huh. But God brings forth the increase. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Yeah. To the end that man should know nothing after him. Amen. You can't get his glory. His glory, he said, I'll share with nobody. Come on here. To him be all the glory, praise, and honor. It is all his and his alone. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm so glad he has made it so that we cannot even lose, y'all. Only way we can lose is that we deny him. Amen. He said, man, if you should even fall. He said, look here. He said, you have an advocate with the Father. Come and confess your fault to him. And he will deliver, forgive you, and raise you back up. So the righteous man can fall 7 times. And the Lord will raise him back up. Do you hear what I'm saying? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon. Every tongue that rises against you, in the judgment thou shalt condemn. I tell you, you can judge and you ain't got to open your mouth. All you got to do is live right. Amen. And God is looking at it. Amen. When your enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him. Amen. You ain't got to open your mouth. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach to any people. God is a righteous God, a holy God. He stands for righteousness. He's a righteous judge. He a judge because you have dealt righteously. Come on here. He knows your cause and he fights the battle for you. He said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Amen. You ain't got to worry about a thing. All you got to do is stand strong. If you got to roll in ashes, go on and roll in the ashes. But he said, I'll take away your ashes and beautify you with salvation. Call your name Beulah. Amen. What it means beauty. Amen. He will beautify you with salvation. He'll give you beauty for ashes. Won't he do that? That's what he said. Beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. Come on here. You ever had ashes on you? They're kind of hard to get off. Black ash, once it gets down in your skin, it's kind of hard to get that off. Amen. But I tell you, when he comes, amen, I don't care what nobody thinks about you. I don't care how they look at you, how they see you. Amen. When he comes and breathes on you, when he comes and washes you in the word, when he comes and cleanses you with his blood. Yeah, I know I might have been a hoe when you knew me. I know I might have been a pimp when you knew me. I know I might have been a drug seller, a liar and a cheater, a madman, a murderer, a gangster when you knew me. But I ain't that man no more. Amen. And so if you want to remember me for that, go ahead. But amen, I know somebody that remembers me for who I am right now. Amen. Who plucked me out of the miry clay and set my foot upon a rock. Come on here, that I should not be moved. So think what you will and say what you will. It don't mean a hill of beans no how. Because you ain't got no heaven or no hell to send me to. Amen. You're not in control. You're not in charge. Amen. The final authority has to speak. And he's God Almighty. Final authority. I don't care when they get through doing whatever they want to do. If they want to condemn you or whatever. If they hang you on the cross and you're on the side of the Lord. He said, Lord, when you're going to thy kingdom, remember me. He said, man, this day you're going to be with me in paradise. He's the final authority. Yeah, I know they're getting ready to kill you right now. They're killing me too, man. He said, but don't you worry about it. I'm the final authority. You're going to be with me, man, in my paradise, in my kingdom, right now. Be not afraid of them that can destroy the body, but be afraid of him who can destroy the body and the soul. Come on here. He's the one in charge. He's the final authority. He knows the way that you take. And when he has tried you, you shall come forth as gold. Give God some glory. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible tells us over in Nahum 1:7, he said, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. Trust in the Lord, y'all. You hear me? Amen. The Bible tells us, but if any man love God, the same is known of him. The Bible tells us, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I tell you, wait on the Lord. Amen. He will come in due season. He's mindful of you. His eyes are ever on the sparrow. Amen. You think he ain't watching you? He got you in check. He's got your back. He's got you covered on the left side. He got you covered on the right side. in the front and in behind, underneath and under above. He's got you covered. He is your covering. Amen. You ain't got to worry about a thing. I tell you, but he said, my people, they are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Amen. But when you got some knowledge, amen. When you read the word, you believe the word, amen. You prayed to God. You've hidden the word in your heart. Amen. That's like going into your wellspring. You got to go down in your well. Lower the rope down there and twist it up and bring up the pail with some water in it. Amen. I remember in my grandma's house. Amen. We could pump that good old water out that well. Pump that water. It tastes different than other water. But when you pump that water out of your well, out of your own systems, amen, you're going to be refreshed. You will be refreshed. And you will not find an answer from nobody. Pastor Peel may not be able to give you an answer. I may not be able to give you an answer. Your mommy and daddy may not be able to give you an answer. They can tell you what thus says the Lord, but it just seems like I got to get something from God. I can remember y'all when I was going through back in the day. Amen, when I first gotten saved and I was steady messing up. And they wanted to lay hands on me and pray for me. I just looked at them and I said, ain't nothing y'all can do for me. They don't need y'all laying no more hands on me. Y'all done did your job. I said, it's me and God now. God got to do this. I had enough sense to know that he had to do what needed to be done. Amen. And I know they meant well and they wanted the best for me because it was in them to do that. Amen. But I said, ain't nothing y'all can do. God let me know. He got to do this. And amen. Here you see me standing today. Somebody give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Be of good cheer, saints. No weapon formed against you can prosper. It won't happen. It ain't going to do nothing. It may look tough. It's barking real loud. Looked really fearsome. You look like you can't handle it. But God said, hey, I know the way that you take it. When I tried you, you shall come forth as gold. Just the knowledge to know that he knows. He knows the way that you take it. And when he has tried you, tested you, when you get ready to go take an examination in school and take a test, amen, you be kind of nervous, don't you? Because you want to get an A, don't you? You want to pass that test, don't you? You don't want to have to do a makeup exam, do you? Huh? Y'all hear me, children? So you study, don't you? Study to show yourself approved before God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. Amen. Don't let go. The word is true. We're living in a bad age right now sometimes. Amen. The world is in chaos. You don't know what's good for you half the time and what's bad. They say this is good. They turn around and tell you it's bad. Sometimes you don't know what to eat and you don't know what to drink. Amen. But he said, I tell you, man, you can eat and drink what you want. Once you done blessed it over me, he said, it will not do you no harm. But he said, be wise. Amen. Don't tempt God. Don't give yourself to anything. You know, do what you know is best for you. Take care of your body. Take care of your vessel. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It belongs to God. You've been bought with a price. It's his. You're not your own no more. You belong to him. Purchased in the blood. Purchased in the blood of Christ. Purchased with the blood. Jesus was heaven spent. Heaven spent. God went down into his soul and spent himself. Amen. On our behalf. Amen. But more precious than rubies and diamonds. Silver and gold. It's more precious. Do you hear me? Trust in God. Be of good cheer. Lean not to your own understanding, saints, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path, because he knows the way that you take. And when he has tried you, I shall come forth as gold. God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Lift him up. Magnify him. Exalt him. Let us magnify his name together and into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Forever and forever, he is the amen. God bless all. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Let everyone say amen.
Hallelujah.
Everyone